Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Well, let's do a little, converse a little on the combat pistol craft, shall we? And I'd like to do that with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. How are you, sir?
All right, just fine, Mr. Bill. How are you doing?
I was doing an interview today that made me think of you.
Okay, what happened?
So I'm interviewing somebody for the TV show, and he pulls out his axe and just starts hitting a bunch of riffs. And I just let him go because it's not often you get Ted Nugent to do that.
Wow. Awesome.
If you want to see a teaser for that, I'll send you one.
Need up there with Ted, but man, I'll take it. I don't know about being elevated up there with Ted Nugent, but I'll take it.
Yeah,
he's incredible. Incredible human being.
I'll send you the teaser later on.
Very good, man.
Just for your own edification. So, I was asked a question the other day. the guy was trying very, very hard to be polite. Because right now I'm heavier right now than I have been in quite some time. And there's some medical reasons for that, but it doesn't matter. I'm heavy. And he wanted to know what I thought was the best way for a heavy guy to conceal a full-sized handgun.
Okay, well, was he asking for you, or was he asking for him?
Well, I mean, I guess he was asking for him, because I've seen pictures of him. He's probably not as heavy as me,
comparatively speaking, is he like a big dude or what?
Well, he's big.
His body weight. Go ahead.
Well, no, I was just going to say he's bigger than the weight height tables would tell you you're supposed to be, but my weight height table tells me I'm supposed to be 185.
That's exactly where I was going with that, man.
Yeah.
Weight is not necessarily the issue as much as it is your body shape.
Right.
You know what I mean? And if your body shape does not allow you to comfortably carry gear around your waistline, you know, regardless of whether you're right-sided or left-sided or, you know, how you got your gear set up. The immediate go-to option, in my mind, is like a sling bag. You know, an off-body carry, an on-body bag, but like a sling bag or something like that. You know what I mean?
Right.
It would allow for much faster access than, say, a shoulder holster rig, you know, where you can get it up off, you know, your waist, get the gear up off your waist. And, of course, there are issues that go with, you know, having a shoulder holster. The only other option, the better option than a shoulder holster rig would be a chest rig. But then again, yes, you get the gear up off your waist, but then, you know, your choice of clothing and how you're going to support concealing it, you know, are important, of course. But other than those couple, three options, the best option, of course, is drop weight. You know, I mean, from a health standpoint, and keeping in mind you can only fight for as long as you're in shape to do it.
Right.
You know, you can never lapse emphasis on your physical conditioning and, you know, what kind of shape you're in.
Well, it does boil down to where you're going to have to plan your defensive action based upon what you're capable of putting out, doesn't it?
Yeah, I followed you on that, man. That's the scary part. but yes, I agree with you. But the other beneficial aspects of, you know, being in better physical conditioning is it allows you to handle stress
yep.
much better. Allows you to remain calm. Blah, blah, blah. There's any number of ancillary benefits to being in good physical condition. And I feel your pain, man, because, you know, coming off the train wreck of injuries I've been on, injuries and surgeries I've been on, I'm heavier than I've ever been. But, you know, it's just the way it is. I know what I need to do to drop it, and I'm in the process of doing that, and it's just going to take a little more time.
Right.
But, you know, everybody's body weight fluctuates for one reason or another, and you should never hesitate to investigate new ways to carry, getting equipment, because of, you know, maybe not just because of your weight, but, you know, your physical condition changes, or, you know, you're injured or incapacitated or reduced in some manner. That has to be managed.
I think it does bear pointing out that when you're heavier and you're putting more stress on your joints and everything, because I've experienced this, carrying on body sometimes is painful. And
oh, yeah, absolutely.
Depending on where you've got the gun and where it's pressing on you, it can actually inhibit your movement, just moving around, just walking to and fro. And that's when you need to think about off-body carry. Would you agree?
Well, it depends, man, only to a certain extent. Even my gear now to this day, and it always has, the amount of tension that I like to have in my gun belt around my waist supports aggressive physical interaction with my gear. And periodically, I have to adjust and relieve tension or the pressure point, you know, where the holster has been for the last 20, 30 minutes.
Right.
You know, that's for me, that's natural. I don't like, when I'm gunned up, I like my gear absolutely snug. And what I mean by snug, I guess the definition of snug, is I can execute pretty much aggressively. I can physically execute aggressively and be able to, you know, have 80% confidence my gear will remain in place on, you know, where I put it. I'm so aggressive, mounting the pistol out of the holster, I have to have my gear snugged up.
Right.
And when you add concealment to that, another factor, the reason you want your gear snug is, your gear's got to provide enough resistance to remain in place to allow you to, you know, get the pistol out of the holster because of the frictional contact.
Well, hang on there for a minute. We're coming up on the break. For those of you that would like to see some of the stuff, you know, Dave has a YouTube channel, and he's basically showing you shooting drills you can do for free if you go to his YouTube channel, which is Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We're talking combat pistol craft with Super Dave Harrington. And I saw on one of your videos, you were discussing the, am I correct in this, the Israeli method of presentation when you don't have a gun in the chamber? Round in the chamber.
Round in the chamber, yeah.
In the chamber, yes, sir.
It's just an initial loading method or a loading method. That's all. What's your question, dude?
What is the, besides some sort of a sense of security, knowing that your hammer is not, or your firing pin is not on a live round, what would be the purpose of carrying a gun without a round chambered? And normally, with you, I think when you carry one without a round chamber, do you also have a dead trigger in it?
Yes.
Okay.
That's Glock specific, correct. The way I load under those specific circumstances, when I choose to, without a cartridge in the chamber, I make sure the pistol is unloaded and cleared, slide forward, decock, insert, seat and lock the magazine, and holster. There's no way that gun can go bang. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Not unless it's actuated. You have to action the slide to feed it, you know. But I do that. I choose to do that. Certainly when I'm visiting friends of mine that have children, you know, like a house full of children. I mean, you know, just one is a house full to me.
Right.
But, you know, it's just a layer of safety, that's all. It's an individual thing. I mean, the Israelis, as I understand it, here's a little history lesson. Back when, I guess in the 50s, when they were putting the Israeli army together, as you can imagine, they were acquiring firearms of any flavor, right? And any type. Well, imagine the logistical nightmare to support that, but look at the training aspects in respect to having so many different pistols of make, model, caliber, whatever. What would the easiest thing to do be to forego all of those differences to make it a level playing field? Carry it with an empty chamber. Because then it does not matter what make, model, or location and function of the controls are, you know, extant in that specific pistol. If it's a semi-automatic, of course, you would have to action the slide to feed chamber and lock a cartridge and be prepared to fire. So that in and of itself is brilliant. And, you know, people lose sight of why people do things. And over the years, I mean, there's probably any number of you know, it wasn't even a gun guy that told me that history story there. And I just found that out recently. I was always told that it was due to or to support close combatives of having the pistol taken away from you. The opposition would then have to chamber a cartridge to use it to effect, thereby either giving you time to break contact or take additional action and neutralize them. I don't know, pick one. But, the thing about it is, I would like to say this, it did bring up, based on the response and some of the feedback I got in respect to doing that, and the only reason I chose it as a topic that came up during the training gig was simply because when I spoke to it, there were a couple of cats in the crew that were so young, they had never heard of it. They didn't know what I was talking about. So, you know, I just laid it out, explained it to them, had them cycle through it, and who, what, when, where, and why, and drove on. It's not that big of a deal. But the positive, extracting the positive out of the negative, some of the responses that I got kind of led me to believe and speak to the simple fact that, you know, people shouldn't be so quick to jump to conclusions as to, certainly when it comes to gun handling procedures or standard operating procedures or manual of arms, as it would be technically correct applying to a firearm or a small arm. Don't be so quick to, you know, rush to judgment on whether it's a good thing or, you know, a bad thing. Or the first thing that should happen when you register or immediately recognize you just saw something you're completely unfamiliar with or don't know or understand, that should pique your curiosity to find out exactly what that was or what it is and why it is that way before you, you know, make a decision of whether it's going to work for you or against you.
Right.
You understand where I'm coming from?
I do.
But, you know, a lot of people are like, well, I'm a red-blooded American. I'm not, you know, my gun's going to be loaded all the time. Well, drive on, man. That's your option. You know?
I also think that back during that time, when they developed that, weren't they carrying Browning high-power single-action pistols back then? When they developed that particular technique?
I think so. When they first put that gig together, they had everything.
Yeah. You hang on for me. Dave. Super Dave has quite a bit of social media. Now, he's Dave Harrington on Facebook, but he has a professional page. It is Super Dave Harrington. He has a he has a YouTube page, which is Dave Harrington.
No, it's Super Dave on YouTube.
Is it Super Dave on Harrington? Super Dave Harrington. And right. I went and subscribed yesterday. That's all free instruction for you there, unless you're looking at his war wagon, which is just sort of cool just to look at that one, too. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Top White House COVID advisor Andy Slavitt is urging young Americans to get vaccinated.
Whether you're a graduate, still in high school, in college, just out, or more than a little bit out, it's the most important thing you can do right now.
Slavitt also telling reporters that vaccines have led to a dramatic reduction in hospitalizations and deaths from the virus. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is calling for an investigation into the origins of COVID-19. Cruz saying we can't discount the possibility of a lab leak.
We should not be satisfied, given that millions have died based on COVID-19, with having only circumstantial evidence.
Cruz continues by saying there's evidence that needs to be explored.
The State Department had two separate internal wires prior to the outbreak of the pandemic, raising serious concerns about the security protocols of that Wuhan Institute of Virology lab.
USA Radio News. President Biden is promoting the development of electric vehicles in the United States. Biden visiting a Ford electric vehicle facility in Michigan and noting that China has surpassed the United States in research and development. Tensions remain high in the Middle East.
The Israeli military hit Gaza with airstrikes on Monday, saying it was targeting the homes and infrastructure of Hamas. About 3,200 rockets have been fired from Gaza civilian areas at Israeli civilian areas since last Monday, though the Israeli military said many either had fallen short or been intercepted by the Iron Dome aerial defense system. Egypt and Qatar's efforts to broker a truce have stalled over two main points. Israel's insistence that Hamas must initiate the ceasefire, and then Hamas' insistence that any ceasefire must include the ending of Israel's provocations at a mosque in Jerusalem and a resolution of the Sheikh Jarrah eviction threat. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
You live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
As the home of the binary trigger, the home of the Salute line, Reformation, Providence, the militia line, check them out, franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC, and one thing that I found interesting watching you on video. Now, you've told me the way you set up your spare ammo, but actually seeing the setup is a thing, something altogether different. And you have two magazine carriers in front of the pistol, in front of the holster, on your right side.
Correct.
Now, how does one, your right-handed shooter, right-handed dominant, I guess, how does one draw from that? To get those
there's no interference. There is no interference. Depending, I mean, if you drag the pistol out of the holster, sure. But getting the gun up and out of the holster is not a problem. But to answer your question, you know, I put emphasis on, you know, I'm ambidextrous. So I put emphasis on being equally skilled with a pistol in either hand.
Gotcha.
So based on the pistol being in either hand, I have reserve ammunition on the respective side of my body to service the pistol, no matter which hand it's in.
That makes sense. Plus, I guess that now... Let me ask you about this.
Okay. Hang on. Let me take that to the next level. Dig this. Even if you're not ambidextrous, and let's just say you are right-sided, then the spare ammunition carried on the right side of your body in front of your holster is used to service the pistol with your right hand only, thereby precluding you from having to reach across your body to your left side to try to recover a reserve mag. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
It eliminates that goat rope of just using your right side only. And you can, because you have reserve ammunition on the right side of your body. The issue is, there's any number of ways you can look at it, but the bottom line is, you need to have reserve ammo on both sides of your body for a lot of reasons. And if you don't know and understand them, you need to find somebody that can help you with that and get on the ball, up your game a little bit.
Well, now, my first response to that would be simply because you would have it on both sides of your body because you don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, nobody has a crystal ball. You're exactly correct. Exactly correct, dude.
Now, tell me how far off I am on this, because I know a lot of people. When I started carrying some of the Gucci Glocks, I was amazed at the stipple jobs, right?
Okay.
And the explanation to me was, well, if you get shot in the shoulder and the blood flows down your arm and it gets on your gun handle, this way you're going to be able to grip it with your other hand. Now, I've never been shot. Well, you know, the side of your body that didn't get shot. Like if you get shot in the right shoulder.
Well, nothing's slicker than blood.
Right. But here's my question. Here's my question.
Okay.
I've never been shot. Now, I did cross-train when I was in the military to be a combat lifesaver, basically just a little bit shy of a medic, if you remember that class. My impression from listening to those guys is, you know, you would read about the guy that had been wounded 16 times in combat who was so jacked up on adrenaline, he just kept on going. But in most cases, when somebody would get shot somewhere in the upper body, maybe one of the appendages or something, they were most likely going to either go into shock or at least, the very least, be out of the fight altogether.
True, but I mean, it's such an individualized thing. You know what I mean?
Right.
For real. I mean, circumstances, training, conditioning, mindset, willingness, desire to survive. There's so many things that are wrapped up into that, you know? And the simple fact is, the human body, as fragile as it can be in some circumstances, is extremely, like, beyond resilient. It's like, how did that dude survive that? You just don't know.
Right.
But coming back to the stippling jobs on the frames, I mean, I can certainly see, you know, enhancing, you know, the tactile surface. I just don't do it anymore. I've got a buddy of mine that did one of my Gen 5 34s, did an outstanding job. It's phenomenal. The problem is I rarely use that pistol, but when I do, I enjoy it because, you know, it just feels good. Feels much better than a, you know, standard finish.
Yeah, the trick.
But is it necessary? That's the question. Is it absolutely necessary? I don't believe so.
Yeah. With a stipple job.
Stipple is good.
You can get them a little too aggressive, can't you?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And may I expand on that point?
Well, you got a minute and a half to expand on it.
Yeah, no worries, man. I can do that.
Okay.
When you make them too tactile or too aggressive, it really impedes your ability to adjust or compensate for less than action at speed. You know what I mean? Because there, there are times when I'm working extremely aggressive with the pistol, I don't have a perfect grip. I don't have perfect anything. I'm compensating for a lot of less than goings on, but I'm still servicing the target. You see what I mean?
I do.
I'm still solving the shooting problem, but nothing is best case. And if I make the gun too aggressively tactile, then being able to compensate at speed is going to be that much more difficult. Did I make the timeline?
You, yes, you did. With a minute to spare. With a minute to spare. I just, I've always found some of those things to be sort of interesting when you, when you're getting out there. I believe in planning or considering the best possible scenario outcome, but I also believe in training for the worst possible outcome, training for that point of failure you can't get to. And for those of you that would like to take get a little insight to Super Dave, well, you can go to his YouTube channel, Super Dave Harrington, and subscribe to it. He needs to have more subscribers. He's looking to get the word out. He's looking to disseminate information, good information.
Appreciate it, bro.
There's only one way to do it. Go to SuperDaveHarrington.YouTube.com. Subscribe today. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We are talking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC, and I had a thought the other day, and I sent you a video about this, and it was making me think. When you're engaging multiple opponents in a handgun fight, or you're using a handgun to engage multiple opponents, is there actually? And I don't want to sound stupid with this question, but if you are hitting them in center mass and you're hitting them in the same spot and everything, is there actually a right and a wrong way to do it? Is there actually a order in which it should be done? You know, forward first, left, right, next, or left, you know, go start left and go clockwise?
I understand your question, but... Are you talking? One part of that question was like shot placement, in reference to shot placement, or are you talking about their physical relationship to your position?
Well,
because naturally you're going to engage like near to far.
Right. Well, I mean, in a hand-to-hand combat situation, when I was in the martial arts, if we were fighting
that's kind of a loaded question. I'll tell you why, man.
Sure.
Okay, dig this. If I have three threat targets, I'm on the range, three cardboard targets, equidistant, and I'm 3 yards from them. Okay? Now dig this. Here's the problem. The problem is, if I'm up against three people, I have less time to hit all of them. Physically, in reality, because you can't bend physics, it's going to take more time to engage three targets than it is one. You see what I mean?
I do.
So you're caught between a rock and a hard spot. You can't just arbitrarily say, okay, well, I'm going to engage three targets now, and I'll be good to go because I did the next amount of time. you that'll never play out. But normally, to answer your question, you're going to engage whoever is closest to you first. Or, you know, the one that you feel, you know, you have the highest hit probability on, or the one that's, you know, the more immediate threat. There's any number of ways to, you know, prioritize the engagement.
Right.
But how you set it up, to, that is a problem that cannot be replicated on the range.
Right.
You see what I mean?
I do.
And a lot of people, and it's a very good observation on your part. I mean, I don't know if you were going, you wanted all this kind of a answer, but it was actually a very good question on your part that led to, you know, the whole train wreck of trying to replicate this type of problem.
Right. Well, I mean, the thing I was bringing up, in a hand-to-hand combat situation, when you're that as close as I'm thinking about with a handgun involved. In a hand-to-hand combat situation, the first thing you're going to do is get really close to the closest one and spin him around to where he is, his back is to the other assailants, and you've got him between the two of you.
Dude, if you're that good, drive on, man, because I wouldn't even think that far into it. You know what I mean?
I do.
Like, scenario-wise, I don't really understand where you're going with that, because that is such a volatile-type situation that could go a million different ways.
Right.
And, yeah. you got to be careful in training, you know. Like, I understand doing scenario-based training, but even scenario-based training needs to be fluid enough to allow for
spontaneity,
initiative-based thought process.
Right, right.
You follow me?
I do.
And not like a scripted kind of, this is how you will solve this problem. You're not getting anything out of anything like that.
No. Well, I mean, the problem with getting out there and doing the scripted thing, and this is what the traditional martial arts ran into, they refer to what they... The scripted martial arts are referred to as kata.
Right. Correct.
And that is, you know, punches, kicks, and blocks in all directions, fighting an imaginary opponent. The only problem is the imaginary opponent that you might face when they become real probably is not going to be going by that script.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's no script.
So I guess my question was, and let's expand it just to a broader base in, when you're doing scenario-type training, as you put it.
Okay.
There really isn't a right or wrong to it, is there? It's just...
There is not. There isn't. There isn't. You should not. I would never support that type of evaluation, saying, well, this is right and that is wrong. There is, well, you know, you could have done this better, or, you know, this went a little less than it should have. And the fact of the matter is you've got to be real careful, because you can always sit back and armchair quarterback yourself and be hypercritical to the extent you damage your own confidence in your ability to perform well, because you're always kicking yourself when you're down.
Right. Yeah, I was just wondering about that sometimes, getting caught up in that dogma of, well, listen, your shoulders were not square, or you were not on balance, or the, you know.
No. You need to try to, even in the stuff that you know, put together for yourself, give yourself a little a leeway, you know, a little bit of a leeway in the scenario for initiative-based thought. You know, because things may not go well.
Right.
At all,
right.
You know, from a physical standpoint or from a mechanical standpoint with your guns. You know what I mean? But always allow room for initiative-based thought process. Because, see, you may structure a problem thinking there's only one way it can be solved, and somebody rolls in hot turns that problem inside out and shows you something different. But he still did the same, you know, he still accomplished the mission, but he might have done it in half the time you expected him to.
Yeah, when I was at Campbell one time, we had to set something up to send communications, and my senior in pay grade, we were the same pay grade, but he had been a sergeant longer than me, which I didn't really think that. I didn't really think that was something to brag about. But anyway, he comes up to me and goes, "You know, of course, this is not correct." I said, "We got Kamo with Spokane, Washington, and we're here in Kentucky. What do you mean we? This is not correct." "Well, your boom poles are not offsetting each other."
Huh?
The way I had set up the antenna was not not textbook. Yeah, okay. And I just looked at him and I said, "Get off of my sight. Just get off of my sight. I'm communicating. This is Kamo. Right. I'm communicating."
Fire, man. You got comms.
Yeah. So anyway, I completely buy into your thing. Anyway, for you people out there that are looking, if you want some really quick instruction and to be in the loop for it, go to YouTube, Super Dave Harrington, subscribe to the man's channel. You'll get some good quick advice. He's not long-winded. You may have to watch it once or twice because he's telling you once. Just pay attention. Thank you for joining me, sir.
Thank you for the opportunity, Mr. Bill. Take care, and I'll hopefully speak to you next week.
Roger that.
All right, out.
Hour number two is inbound. Coming up next, what is the latest news from the truthaboutguns.com? This is Lock and Load. Through the night, through the dawn. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.